It's Saturday night at music retailer Alaska Music One, and it may sound like any teen garage band getting ready for a big gig. This group is different. They have the help of the long-haired guitar instructor Ward F. Ward, and they're getting ready for their big folk fest debut.
So we're just going to go through the songs again, right? It's going to be the same order that we've always done.
All right.
So first, get up and play a song, because you have to entertain the masses first. And then once you have their
Ward attention. And drum teacher Paul McDermott started the session about 2 years ago. They used to only teach private lessons. Then came Rock Camp for Kids,
right,
and now there's School of Rock.
Take it away.
One, two, three, four.
The band's changed over time, and now has a fresh new guitar player, and a 9-year-old front woman, Ward's daughter, Cadence.
Kind of nervous because it's a big deal. And I remember saying, like, when I was little that I want to be up there when I was watching the folk fest, and now my dream's coming true.
Fairy girls crazy about a shark dress man.
The band consists of 13-year-old Nicole Adams on keyboard and guitar, 14-year-old William Smoker on bass, 14-year-old Morgan Bird on lead guitar, and 14-year-old Teilhard Bazell on drums. The name 321 comes from there being three boys, two girls, and one band, even though they're making their debut at this year's Alaska Folk Festival.
I don't really know what folk music is.
Let's get it straight. These kids are rock and rollers.
I really like Taylor Swift and the Beatles.
I really like Journey and Styx.
Ed Sheeran and Slipknot.
I like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I like AC/DC and Metallica.
That last kid was bassist William Smoker. His dad, Andy Smoker, says for William,
it's a language that he understands. He started out with the Juno Youth Choir and played in the band at Harborview and then has played at Zonta Kahini. But of course, you know, that's school band, man, and this is rock and roll.
Smoker says the experience has been a labor of love for the adults.
Paul and Ward have just been wonderful with these kids. They've really given them instruction and support, and I think very inspirational.
Ward's background is in behavioral health and counseling, and he brings some of that perspective to the School of Rock.
As a musician, what you're really trying to do is create memorable experiences for people. That means that you just accept people where they are, and you assess their strengths and appreciate them for who they are, strengths and weaknesses, and you work with their strengths, and you help them to develop to be the best that they can be.
As the practice goes on, some of the songs are strong, and some are becoming strong. But McDermott says it's easy to be patient with the students.
We've all made mistakes as musicians. We've all come from the same level that they have come. And so you can look back and you can see where you've been and you've progressed. And so I see them as just evolving into better musicians. And with our help, we can kind of guide them through some of the things so they don't make the same mistakes that we made.
For Ward and McDermott, success just means getting out there and leaving it all on the Centennial Hall stage. In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.